Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Germany aligns itself with the EU statement. Genocide never happens out of the blue. It starts in the minds of people when one group of people is systematically dehumanized, portrayed as inherently inferior. It starts with generating and instilling a belief that the other deserves to be suppressed, expelled, ultimately to be exterminated. Violent propaganda can ultimately lead people to turn on their neighbors and fellow human beings. Almost a century ago, in my own country, it was caricatures in newspapers or signs in shops that enabled this kind of thinking, turning millions of German citizens complicit to mass murder. Today, online media provide a powerful new tool for spreading disinformation and fueling hatred instantly to wide audiences beyond borders. If we remember the terrible role Radio Milcolin played in a genocide in Rwanda in 1994, how much easier would it be to organize atrocities through social media today? The international community and each of our countries have an obligation to not tolerate incitement to violence. We need to find better tools to encourage a culture of respect, of listening to each other beyond echo chambers, to promote human rights and, quite simply, human dignity, both online and offline. We need better protection from hate speech in digital fora, and we need to hold transnationally operating digital platforms, especially social media platforms, accountable for effectively fighting dehumanizing messages and disinformation. Platforms need to make sure that harmful content is moderated and, if need be, removed before it can spread. Entities which are subject to national and international sanctions and prohibitions, such as terrorist groups, should have no room to disseminate content. There should also be no room to celebrate such entities. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.